All right, we're gonna call the Canaryville Emergency Town Board meeting of October 16th, 2025 to order. Pledge of Allegiance, I'll do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Thane's not here, Blackburn's here, Tyler's here, Stoney's here, and Johnson is absent. No disclosures or conflicts of interest at this time. There's no public forum. Do you have anything to say? Good. Okay, number six, as you know, the backhoe has broken down. It's an $8,000 fix. Case Equipment, Century Equipment will give us $42,000 for trade-in on it, and that's taking $8,000 off that it would cost us to fix it, so we're not out the money. We're looking at purchasing a new backhoe. It is a 2025-26. Oh no, that says budget, sorry. What is the backhoe?
I didn't see a year on there. I just saw the hours.
Has 700 hours on it.
765 hours.
It's a 580 Super NM, Super SNN. That's the model size brake. It's exactly what John wants. They want 116. I'm lost on this, Heidi. You're gonna have to explain all this. Into the recorder, please, and state your name.
So that is your information.
580 S as in Sam, N as in Knight, S for SN. The sale price is $107,000. They're going to give us $42,000 in trade-in value, which means we will have to finance $65,000. What our proposal to the town board is, we will finance it through Century Equipment, which we've done before with the last backhoe. We'll take a $20,000 down payment, and we'll finance it for the next 2.5 years, and it's only a $250 fine or penalty if we pay off the backhoe early, which Joe says we can do without a hitch.
And so you'd be only financing $45,000. So we'll just budget in paying it off.
And we're looking at like $1,000 a month payment. We're going to take...
So Stoney can explain what we're thinking about, how we pay for it.
Go for it, Stoney.
Yeah, so I can take $20,000 out of my budget this year that I was going to use for the culverts, because the culvert bid did come in about $49,000. And then that'll be plus the culvert that we already approved, and I think that was 12 or 13,000. So I've still got about 65,000 in culverts, so I can put 20,000 down on the backhoe, and then we were thinking on the payment, at least till next budget year, that could be split in half between Parks and Rec
and general government.
Because the backhoe is used in the cemetery and streets.
So if you're okay with that, I proposed to Joe that we're going to split it up, and that way we're not doing anything out of...
Is there any more discussion needed on this? Do you see this as clear as mud?
Yeah.
Well, and to fix the old one.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's just the hydraulic rams are leaking, the pins are loose.
The pins are all shot in the rear end.
The rear end is getting tired. It's at a point where we're
going to do something. My guess is we'd be somewhere around $20,000 to fix it back up to snuff, and we ought to take the same $20,000 and put it into something new that will last us another 10 years.
Yeah.
And this is what Joe Williams recommended as well, the town accountant. He recommended that we go with something new instead of putting money into something old that we're not planning on keeping.
And the old backhoe is at the point we will start depreciating, and we will start losing what equity we have in it, and while dumping more money into it. Yeah. So we're going to be losing on both ends.
Is this new one an extendable?
It's identical. In fact, there's a bigger one that they tried selling us off on, but me and John both I don't know if you guys have run a lot of backhoes, but these newer backhoes, like comparing our old one to our new ones, which is identical to this one, is a lot more top heavy, a lot more cumbersome. They make a bigger one, and me and John both felt that this one's already big enough and cumbersome enough. So, and where he's running it, I figured his opinion is all that mattered.
Yeah.
And the only other question that was brought up is why do we feel like we have to do this right away? The only thing...
From what I understand, a big company up north lost a contract, and they had to turn in all these backhoes. They lost the contract. They can't pay for them. And these backhoes are going to go fast at these prices. So it's a fast get-her-done situation.
Well, we can't be without a backhoe. I mean, it's digging
it's
graves.
It's used for so many things.
Yeah.
Oh, especially coming into winter.
Yeah, with the graves and with, I mean, even the road up to the water tank is badly eroded that we need to get that fixed. I mean, yes, we can hire some of this stuff out, but at an expensive cost.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we had to hire this out, it's not going to take much to burn up any sort of money that you know, that we might
put towards this.
Yeah.
So, if no further ado, do I have a motion for everything stipulated in the last few comments?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to move forward with the way everything was stipulated in the last few comments.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion to close the meeting.
I'll make a motion to close the emergency October 16th town board meeting.
There, a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
6 minutes and 45 seconds.